Day 247, or September the 4th. Why not choose to make God smile? Our thoughts today come from Hosea chapter 11, verse 7. My people are determined to turn from me, even though they call me God Most High. I will by no means exalt them. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Hosea reminds his fellow countrymen that God's judgment is certain, but that doesn't mean God has stopped loving them. On the contrary, he loves them so much that wherever they go, he will always be their God. They have been given chance after chance until chances run out and judgment comes. Hosea knows how God feels because he has given his unfaithful wife Gomer many chances too, and she has spurned them all in favour of simply going her own way. And now today's action step. When I taught our two sons to ride a bike, I ran behind them ready to catch hold of them and their bicycle if they lost control. As they became more proficient, they began to insist on doing it themselves. I had no choice but to let them, as I couldn't keep up with them. I had to watch them fall sometimes and graze their knees or elbows. Of course, it was the only way they could learn. Should I have insisted on keeping hold of them? That wouldn't have been a sign of love. It would have been a sign of control. When they eventually could ride, they thanked me for teaching them, but so often we neglect to thank God for his help in our lives. It's the same with us when we insist on doing it ourselves rather than working with God. He allows us to try, fail, and try again. That's how much he loves us. You hear people say, "Why doesn't God do something about this or that?" The answer is that he loves us too much to take our free will from us. He wants us to choose for ourselves. When a child turns to you for a cuddle simply because they want to, it's a great feeling. Today you can please God simply by trusting him instead of worrying. Now isn't that an amazing thought? You can make God happy or sad.